Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's meditation and application to our daily faith life is found recorded in Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. So far, from the text. In Christ Jesus, whose work is the object of our faith, dear fellow redeemed, you are not saved by your faith. What? Heresy? False doctrine? Well, let's see. Martin Luther wrote this about faith. Faith is an unceasing and constant looking which turns the eyes upon nothing but Christ, the victor over sin and death, and the giver of righteousness, salvation, and eternal life. This is why Paul in his epistles sets Jesus Christ before us and teaches about him in almost every single verse. But he sets him before us through the word. For in no other way can he be apprehended, that is, made one's own, except by faith in the word. Faith does not save. It's the object of faith that saves. And that is Jesus Christ. His work done for us, that's what saves us. Luther also wrote this about faith. Faith is not only to think of Christ, that he was born of the Virgin, suffered, was crucified, rose, ascended to heaven, but faith dwells in a heart that embraces and grasps the Son of God as these words speak of him, and firmly holds that God gave his only begotten Son into death for us, and has so loved us that for his sake we should not perish, but have eternal life. Our text this morning says, by grace you have been saved. And what is grace? Grace is what separates the Christian faith from all other religions of this world. All of the religions of the world outside of Christianity teach that salvation comes by one's own merits, one's own works. In no uncertain terms, our Lord declares that we are saved by grace alone. That is, it is God's free gift. Grace is God's undeserved, unmerited gift to us lost and condemned sinners. This undeserved love is shown to mankind when God the Father sent his Son into this world to become a human being, like you and me, to take our place. God's grace found a way for sinners like me and you to enter into heaven perfectly righteous. And that was through the works of his Son as our substitute on our behalf. So Paul is right. We are saved by grace. God's grace in Christ Jesus. We're saved by Jesus' perfect, obedient love to his Heavenly Father's commandments. We're saved by our Savior's sacrifice upon the cross, paying for the guilt and punishment of all of our sins. When Jesus rose from the dead, God the Father declared the whole world to be justified. That is, innocent, not guilty. Even righteous in his sight because of what Jesus did for us. That's what saves us. Jesus' work. Jesus' merit. Jesus' perfect life. Death on the cross. Resurrection from the grave. Jesus is God's grace in person. So when we see Jesus obeying the commandments of God, we see God's grace in action. when we see Jesus bearing our sins upon the cross and dying for us, we see God's grace in action. But then how does that grace and that salvation become ours? By believing it. By accepting as true what the Bible says Jesus did for us. By trusting that there is no work or sacrifice that I or you could ever do to appease God's wrath, to atone for our sins, to satisfy God's justice. Salvation is either a perfect life lived by me and by you, or a perfect life lived for us. Salvation is either a perfect sacrifice given by me or by you, or a perfect sacrifice given for us. Isaiah tells us, "But he, the suffering servant, the Messiah, was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." We cannot live that perfect life. We cannot give that perfect sacrifice. But Jesus did. He did it for every single one of us here. And he did it for every single person ever conceived from the beginning of time to the end of time. But even our believing that, even our trusting that, is not something that we can do on our own. In our text, Paul says, "And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." Faith is not a work of ours. It's something that has worked in us. It is the power of the Holy Spirit working through the gospel message that creates faith in our hearts so that we now are able to believe in Jesus. Paul writes three very important passages. Ephesians 2, verse 1. "And you he made alive who were dead," spiritually dead in trespasses and sins. Colossians 2, 13. "And you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses." And 1 Corinthians 12:3, "Therefore I make known to you that no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by or through the Holy Spirit." Faith is the Holy Spirit's gift worked in us by the power of the gospel message of Christ's work. And this power of the gospel, this power of the Holy Spirit is found in the gospel, the means of grace, the gospel in word and in sacrament. And that's why that passage is so important. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by or through the word of God. Luther was fond of telling the story of a doctor of theology who was walking through the city, and he met a poor coal miner. So he asked that coal miner, "My good man, what do you believe?" The coal miner answered, "I believe what the church believes." So the theologian then asked, "What does the church believe?" The coal miner answered, "The church believes what I believe." Sometime later, that theologian was lying on his deathbed. And Satan was so tempting him and troubling him about his faith that he didn't know where to turn. And he cried out, "I believe what the coal miner believes." And Luther then remarked, "God grant us very little of that kind of faith. For if they had no other faith than this, both the doctor of theology and the coal miner believe themselves into the abyss of hell." The precious message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that God's grace is found in Christ alone, was hidden and lost in the Roman church. Instead, it was replaced with a doctrine of work righteousness and to believe what the church believed. And that's why the Reformation is so important. That's why we celebrate it every year, thanking God that through the Reformation, the Word of God and God's grace was given back into the hands and the hearts and lives of people through the Scriptures. Thank God that through the gift of the Reformation, we have been given the Bible to answer for us the most important question in your life. How am I saved? How am I going to get to heaven? I'm saved by God's grace in Jesus Christ. I'm saved by Jesus' work, His perfect life, His perfect death, atoning for my sins, and His resurrection from the grave for me. That's saving faith. I know my faith is founded on Jesus Christ, my God and Lord. In this my faith confessing, unmoved I stand upon His word. God's word is all sufficient. It makes divinely sure, and trusting in His wisdom, my faith shall rest secure. Amen. The peace of God, which passes understanding, will keep your hearts and minds centered in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.